Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, 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 and welcome, folks. Boy, it was a big, big weekend. Lots happening. I mean, East Palestine's a disaster. We're hearing more and more. Mike DeWine lights the fire. The EPA leaves the wreck. FEMA won't help. And the people are left holding the bag. We've got, looking at the stack of stuff, it is mind-blowing. We've got the Department of Energy finally admitting what, I don't know, what we've known for a long time, but I'm glad they're finally coming around, that COVID was, in fact, created in a lab in China, and that, you know, it got out because they either let it out or it escaped. I don't know which. I think those are really critical, critical stories. But, folks, I think we're going to open up with what I think might be one of the most consequential things going on in the country today. And that is the corruption of Arizona. Katie Hobbs for jail. Hashtag arrest Katie Hobbs. Immediately. That's where she belongs. Now, we've been talking about this for a while, right? I've been on a tirade about this whole thing. I don't know, for at least a month or two. This is unbelievable what happened there. This woman abused her power as Secretary of State. She threatened people and blackmailed people to certify her election. She used her power to censor her political opponents. She didn't recuse herself from the election she was in. She was supported by Maricopa County, where it was one of the most fraudulent elections in American history. I mean, the guys running the elections had an anti-Kerry Lake super PAC. It's unbelievable. These guys are unbelievable. You have to see what's going on here. This is corruption at the highest level. Well, we've talked in the past, like if you go to my past videos and some of the past stuff I've done, probably right here on this show as well. If you look, we've talked about the involvement of the cartels, the drug cartels buying people off and how they've been doing it. And we've been looking at this, and I'm very excited because an attorney and law firm down there in Arizona has been doing some work on this, and they found it out. They figured it all out. They now have very, very strong evidence. And listen, you got to understand something. I do this as an attorney. When I find evidence, when I bring it out, I know that if I'm lying, I can get sued for this or I can get sued for that. I got to be very careful what I say. I can't tell you that someone committed a crime unless I've got really strong evidence that they did. I've got to have a good faith belief in it, and I've got to have something backing it up. It can't just be wild speculation or I get sued. Right. And for attorneys, we've got to know that. Right. You can't just go out and say this guy committed a crime with no evidence whatsoever. Right. Now, as a commentator, we can speculate some, but very few attorneys have the opportunity to be both commentators and attorneys. And, it's only a new thing for me. But even still, I'm held to a pretty high standard on this, folks. I can't just make stuff up. Or get in trouble. Well, this law firm down in Arizona not only made allegations, but they named names. I mean, for them to do this, their evidence is very, very strong. Now, I haven't gotten through it all. I haven't seen it all. But I'm going to tell you, as an attorney, I can tell you that they cannot put these sort of allegations forth unless they can back them up, or they are going to be sued into oblivion. There's no way. These allegations are just garbage. They didn't make them up. So what we have now is I'm very comfortable just because of the way this came out, because it came from a law firm. And normally I won't do this, right? Normally, unless I've reviewed the evidence myself, I won't do this. But because this came from a law firm and because of the way it was presented, I know as a trained, super qualified attorney, right? Something like that, right? That this evidence could not have been presented publicly in the way that it was without having the paperwork to back it up, right? So let's talk about what's happening here. So what they've alleged, there's a lot of things that they've alleged, right? But They've alleged different schemes by which money was laundered and essentially used to buy off public officials, including judges. Remember when the Fincham case came out and I did the Substack and I went on a rant about it? And then Kerry's case came out and I said, there is no way any honest judge can do this. Well, you know, if I had, I'm not quite Rush Limbaugh, so I'm not even close. So I don't have the ability yet to pull old sound bites of myself, but I'd love to pull some old sound bites of myself on this, because I will tell you that we talked very specifically about these judges. There's no way that these judges could rule like they did in good faith. No way. Now, I'm very interested to know if the judges who were on those cases are on this list of people. I'm also interested to know if we're going to look at the judges that were on these cases in the same way that they were examined, these other judges were examined. I don't know who all these guys have looked at. I don't have all their information yet. What I do know is that we now have absolute proof of what I've been talking about. There is corruption in the courts. Corruption in the courts has been alleged on a massive scale. And, you know, it's really obvious. When you look at these rulings, as an attorney, when I look at these rulings, I'm appalled. This, there's no way to read these rulings and come to these conclusions and put this tripe on paper that these judges have put with any intellectual honesty. Your job as a judge is not to like the outcome of a case. It's to apply the law to the facts. The attorneys are there to help the court find the real facts and find the law. The judge is there to determine how that law should apply to those facts. It's not to change the law. It's not to like the law. The judge doesn't get to be the arbiter of whether he likes a law or not. He gets to be an arbiter of how the law applies to the facts, but he has to do it in accordance with the law. These judges were not doing that. Now, the mechanisms by which the fraud occurred in Arizona were extremely complex. They were very well done, and they leveraged every loophole that they could. It tells me that the people who designed this were very technically knowledgeable and knew how to dodge reporting requirements and disclosure requirements and everything else. Not a surprise that a group like Sinaloa and a group like the Democrat Party would have high-end lawyers that could figure out how to dodge these things. But they did, right? We're talking about falsified deeds, fake mortgages. So, imagine you take a loan out, you take a mortgage out, right? And so when you take a mortgage, your deed goes to whatever bank, right? So that has to be registered. Then you pay it off and you get it back. So you know, when you're seeing things like a judge took out a $2 million mortgage on his, $100,000 house, and they got paid off in, 2 years. Well, how the hell did the judge do that? He didn't make $2 million in 2 years. So, I can't say that that's a specific example of exactly what they did, but I'm using it as a general example to illustrate how these sort of things can be done. And then the thing is you don't necessarily know where the money came from that paid off that mortgage. So the judge then has that money clean and clear because the money came in that home equity loan, right? The mortgage is paid off, but there's no record of who paid it. See, so this is a way for these cartels and these groups to buy these guys off. And, there's just no good way to trace that. Now, there's ways that you can hide that and ways to do this and ways to do that. But essentially, there's just a lot of corruption. Now, some of these judges, it looks like, may have been bought off before they were appointed to their judgeship. So in Arizona, you get appointed as a judge and then you have to get reelected. Well, once you're appointed, you're the incumbent. It's easy to get reelected, typically. Very few people ever know what's going on in judge races. But these people... if they were bought and paid for before the appointment, well, then it's even harder because there's no financial disclosures. So some of that may have also happened. Politicians, same sort of thing. You just launder this money through various schemes and mechanisms. But it looks like this is happening on a pretty broad scale. And I think what we, the people, need to do is we need to start tracking down these mortgages and these registrations. Typically, they have to be reported in most states. How that's done and where that's done is a little bit different. But, you know, most states, if you want to have a security interest in a property, it's recorded at the Secretary of State's office or somewhere similar. Katie Hobbs, what? And then, you know, there's a record of it, and you'll see it transfer back. Katie Hobbs has to be arrested. I'm sorry, if the allegations are true, she needs to be in jail. And I talked about this online. I've been all over social. I've been fussing with social media this weekend because I was all mad and I wasn't doing a show and I had a lot to say. So I've talked to a lot of people on Truth Social, and I said, well, we got to push. We the people need to demand that the FBI and the local law enforcement arrest this woman. And they said, oh, the FBI, ha, ha, ha. And they're right, FBI, ha, ha, ha. They're a bunch of crooks, I know. But the one thing the FBI doesn't want is for everybody to see that they're crooks. They need to have at least plausible deniability, right? There's no plausible deniability. If these allegations are true, there is zero reason that these people aren't all in jail. And this is actually very, very important because this goes, Carrie Lake's case has to be reopened. Unless these judges are bought off crooks, they will reopen this case. Katie Hobbs is going to get thrown out and Carrie Lake should be governor. There's no other just way to do this. The amount of corruption is mind-blowing. At minimum, there has to be a new election that's actually ran like an election. I'm telling you, folks, what's happening in Arizona is going to make or break our country if we don't pay attention. We got to pay attention to it. We have got to pay attention to it. Every single person in this country needs to be back in Carrie Lake right now. You know, we've got two states right now that are, well, I would say three states that are in crisis mode. Four if you count Ohio, but I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, DeWine started the fire. I don't expect much happening there. But Idaho is about to pass an mRNA bill. We've got to help them. Missouri, we've got this crooked rhino House Speaker, I don't know, toilet plopper, who won't forward bills to the Assembly or to committee even because he's bought off by Pfizer. And then the third is Arizona. Arizona might be the most important because we have absolute indisputable evidence listen, we had this evidence before. We already know the election was fraudulent. But now we know the judges were fraudulent. Now the question is, do we have paperwork on the judges that were in this case or not? The other thing is, though, is given the amount of corruption here, how do we trust the judges that were on this case? Because the case rulings were so bad that I don't think a legitimate jurist could do this. I don't think a legitimate jurist could write those rulings. I don't believe it. I'm sorry. They were too bad. They were garbage. They were trash. And, so I want to know, first of all, what sheriff in Arizona is going to have the courage to arrest the people in his district for what they've done? Now, I've heard some things about this Maricopa County sheriff. I've heard he doesn't have any gonads. Sorry, folks, trying to be professional here. This guy has an opportunity to be a hero. He needs to fight. We need to find out. Is he a rhino? Is he bought and paid for? Has he been looking the other way? Maybe he's on the list. If he's not, he's going to be going after and arresting some people, a lot of them. This is more, way more than just probable cause. This needs to be a transparent investigation too, because the extent to which this fraud has been shown or alleged, and alleged well, is so monumental that who are you going to trust to investigate it? Who are you going to trust? Our crooked FBI, the local sheriffs? The only way they can do this is to investigate it in a completely transparent fashion. Otherwise, all credibility is gone. There has to be completely transparent investigations. You know, the General Assembly down at the State House down in Arizona, they've got to continue their investigations. But I'm going to tell you, Katie Hobbs has to be gone. There's no way her that crooked AG that they've got in there and that crooked secretary, they've got to be gone. I'm sorry. We, the people of this country, have to stand. You know, this makes everything that Donald Trump said in 2020 a thousand times more credible. And what we need to start asking ourselves is, do the judges in Arizona reflect what we're seeing on a national level? I am an attorney. It is my honor and privilege to serve the courts of this country. But it's my ethical duty, if I see something bad going, to talk about it, to bring attention to it. Now, the question is, how do I do that? Now, I don't know. I'm just going to tell you, it's my opinion that the Supreme Court of the United States needs to open up a very transparent investigation into the judiciary across this country. That is a monumental statement for a lawyer to make. I have the great honor of being admitted to the bar of the Supreme Court of the United States, and I believe that they need to open an investigation on a national level into what sort of corruption is going on in our judiciary. If the allegations in Arizona are even close to true, there is nothing more important than protecting the credibility of our courts, because without credible courts, the people are left with no alternative but to take justice into their own hands. We can't have that. No one wants violence. No one wants these sorts of horrors. I'm going to tell you, folks, we've done everything that can be done on this. There's no more question. The SCOTUS of the United States Supreme Court needs to investigate. The state bar associations, which are all woke and corrupt generally, but state Supreme Courts, they need to be investigating. And we need transparency. We cannot risk the credibility of the courts any further. They're already damaged, and I don't mean a little bit. A lot of people are asking about these rulings, these election rulings, these COVID rulings, these other rulings. These judges don't appear to be worried about the letter of the law. They seem to be more worried about the outcome of the case. And I'm going to tell you, you can say otherwise. You can say we don't get it because we're just, amateurs, regular people. Well, I'm telling you, I'm not an amateur. I'm not a regular person. I'm an attorney. I'm a member of the court. And I'm going to tell you that I am of the opinion we need an investigation, and it can't be too transparent or quick enough. Stick with us. We'll be back with that very soon.
For 40 years, alarmists have been warning of a climate catastrophe, yet none of their dire predictions have come true. Temperatures have not soared, sea level rise has not been unusual, and extreme weather events have not increased in either frequency or intensity. In short, there is no climate emergency. For 15 years, the International Climate Science Coalition has led the call for climate realism and a Made in America climate plan. A plan based on real science that responds to the real world needs of Americans, supports economic growth, and strengthens our essential infrastructure. A plan that protects the environment and ensures that Americans can enjoy the blessings of clean air, clean land, and clean water for generations to come. It's time to put ideology and pseudoscience aside. It's time for a sensible climate plan. For more information or to donate, visit our website, icsc-climate.com.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. I got to tell you, folks, I was fired up last segment. I'm still fired up. That little break didn't do anything about it. There is no more critical thing for the court system of this United States than credibility. And the credibility of the courts is rightly being questioned by many. This bomb, this absolute bomb in Arizona, is just monumental for them to, for those lawyers to show that they have data on and evidence on judges being bought off. Are we to believe that it's only state judges? Hardly, hardly. And if it's happening in Arizona, why wouldn't the cartels do the same thing in, say, New Mexico or any other border state or elsewhere, right? We need a full, transparent investigation. And I don't know who's going to do it, because you trust the courts to investigate themselves? The old boy system is not good. But what I do know is that I am firmly of the belief that the state Supreme Courts and the United States Supreme Court need to do an investigation into this. It is critical. As an attorney, I believe that the integrity of our courts is vital. I believe the integrity of our profession is vital. And for this sort of corruption to be occurring and us to not immediately jump on top of it is an absolute abdication of our duty. And I pray to God that Chief Justice Roberts will jump on this, and that the Chief Justices of the various Supreme Courts will jump on this. They should get ahead. They should appoint truly independent third parties unrelated to the courts to investigate this. Unrelated to the courts, unrelated to any political entity. These need to be truly independent third-party audits of the finances and other such things of anything suspect, and probably just generally. We need to do something to ensure better and more transparent disclosure of finances for judges and for their staff. If you're in the court system, I'm sorry. We cannot risk our court system being anything less than pure. And we have evidence that's being presented that it is not. Now, I'm going to tell you that I've had evidence and have talked a little bit about some of what's happened with regards to coronavirus cases. I mean, we know, I've got whistleblower documents from the federal court system given to me by a whistleblower showing bias in the federal courts on COVID cases. Now, we know amongst these documents, and I'm not going to get into all the specifics, but I will tell you this. We know that the federal courts has seen in regards to COVID cases, there was a huge misinformation effort put on by the CDC and the FDA and, well, the HHS in general. These guys had these judges talking to their crooked doctors. They had all sorts of misinformation that they put forth. I mean, and listen, we know it was a lie because we're now finding out that they lied to the public, and I've got the documents that say, give the same lies to the judges, right? They lied everywhere. That introduced bias into the courts. You know, when I brought some of these cases early on, see, back in 2020, when I first started bringing cases, we had plenty of evidence to show that COVID was nowhere near the danger that they made it out to be. And, you know, interestingly enough, a lot of cases have turned on the fact that there were, that, you know, supposedly the government had just no ability to react in any other way because they didn't know any better. Well, now we have, and we had the evidence then, but it's came out more and more that they had all sorts of evidence. They just lied. They lied to the courts. They lied to the public. Now, the courts are still trying to hide behind this veil of stupidity, ignorance. You know, we didn't know. And it's clear why. There was a full-fledged misinformation campaign against the court system, too. We have to be credible in the courts. We cannot, justice must be blind. And our judges, many of our judges are great people. We have some incredible judges. I mean, look at the abuse that Kavanaugh had to go through to get his position. Look at the abuse that Judge Clarence, his honorable Justice Clarence Thomas went through. These guys are heroes, being willing to stand the way that they did. But, it doesn't mean that they're not human. And, you know, listen, the nature of being a judge is that you view, you know, a lot of these judges view, you know, the different parts of the federal government as co-workers or, you know, peers in some ways, on some levels. They're not. The justice system has been lied to, and in a very serious way. And I think that there's a very good reason to look and see whether or not any of this crept in on election cases. You know, Trump's been yelling frauds since 2020, and I don't care whether anybody wants me to mention his name. Trump had a very good reason to argue that there were issues in 2020. You know, the more I'm looking into 2020, and I didn't look into it back then because I didn't have time. I was fighting COVID. But the more I've looked into it, the more I'm seeing a lot of nonsense that was occurring. Now we find out that in Arizona, the judges were bought off. Everybody was bought off. Katie Hobbs was bought off. And, you know, so we have an election that went the way that it did. We cannot have unfair elections and a judiciary that sells out instead of making a decision on these things. It's unbelievable. We have to fight this, folks. We've got to wake up. We've got to demand justice in our justice system. We've got to let our courts know. We got to let our chief, everybody. Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you. This is not a common thing to hear from attorneys. I don't know that I could point to another attorney out there that just came out and called for the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court to investigate the court system. It's not a common thing, but we're there, folks. We're there. We're there, and we've got to have the courage to say it. I am so proud of the role that I have as an attorney. I am. I think it's a wonderful thing. It used to be that attorneys were respected. You know, it was a very respectable job, and judges even more so. Now, you know, there's a lot of shadiness that's happened. And some people don't like the way certain attorneys behave, and some people, whatever, that's fine. I get it. You know, we've all heard the lawyer jokes. You know, the best ones are found at the bottom of the ocean. And in some cases, I agree. But I'm going to tell you, it's an honorable profession when it's done well. And the problem is it's not being done well. And if we do not take every step possible, I have an ethical duty as an attorney to bring forth issues when I see them. This looks like an issue to me. This looks like an issue. And I'm leveraging my position as a commentator, as someone who gets to talk about this stuff and who has an audience. I'm going to leverage that. I'm calling for investigations, and I'm asking for other people to do it. And I hope the politicians will say to the Supreme Court and say to the different Supreme Courts of the states, are you going to investigate, or should we? We need to have clear and transparent investigations by independent third parties. I'm sorry, I don't trust anybody else. And frankly, unless it's a truly independent third party, I wouldn't trust them either. But we need full investigations into this. Katie Hobbs should step down immediately. There should be a new election. Someone should arrest Katie Hobbs for I don't even know how many different things. I mean, she's violated so many laws. I would have a hard time listing them all. I actually, folks, I'm going to tell you, I actually sat down one day and I was going to write a Substack. I was going to write a Substack where I went through and I listed all the various laws that I thought Katie Hobbs had broken. I was going to go through and list the law, explain what it said, and then explain what, you know, I looked at it and I was like, I'm going to write a dang book. And I didn't write it because it's just too much. It's too much. So yeah, maybe I'll write that book at some point, but I'm just going to tell you, my opinion is that this woman is a crook. And in light of the information that's came forward, I think there's a lot of grounds to argue that, you know, we should be looking into the judges that ruled over both Fincham's case and Abe's case and Lake's case and the entire courts. Those court systems need to be looked into, every one of those judges, because those rulings weren't just bad, they were inexcusable. They were absolutely inexcusable. But with the threats of violence and the buy-offs and the payoffs and everything else that the Sinaloa cartel was apparently using in Arizona, folks, who do you trust? I'm going to tell you, you the people of Arizona, I would love to say we the people, but I don't live there. People of Arizona, you guys are going to have to stand up, right? You're going to have to call out your officials. You're going to have to demand some justice. You're going to have to do something. No one can do it for you, but I mean, you guys are going to have to decide. You've got the cartels own your state. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? And the cartels also own the Democrat Party in your state, and apparently some of the Republican Party. If you don't want to be ran by a cartel, I suggest you guys stand up right now and do something about it. And to my brothers and sisters around the country and around the world, this is a big first step towards freedom if we can get something done in Arizona. It's a huge first step. We've got to do something with this. Got to support Lake. We've got to support her attorneys. Fincham, he's got an Election Integrity Institute. It's a big deal. We need to support what he's doing. I don't know where Abe is on his stuff, but we need to support these guys. We need to fight for them. We need to demand justice. There needs to be criminal investigations of all of these crooks down there, including the judges, and especially the judges. And I'm really, I absolutely, as a jurist, as an attorney, believe that we have to investigate the court systems. I mean, we just cannot have the appearance of impropriety like that in the courts. It's unacceptable on every level. All right. I'm going to have lots more on this in coming days. I'm exceedingly fussy about this, in case you can't tell. But I don't want to overlook some of the other critical stories that are happening. Wow. So, I'm looking over at my stack of stuff, folks. The Department of Energy has finally acknowledged that, yeah, it looks like this COVID thing came from a lab. No. You're kidding me, right? Of course it came from a lab. I mean, we know what happened. They're acting as though they're surprised about this. They're acting as though they didn't know. I mean, we've laid it all out for them. I don't know. Do I need to use crayons in a picture? Should I draw a picture for these people with crayons? Because, I mean, we can't lay it out any more clearly. You know, the thing about this is that these guys have known for a long time. The problem is, folks, is that they didn't have the courage to speak out. They had a fully Democrat Congress, which is, I mean, under Pelosi was one of the most corrupt groups of people on the planet. I mean, look what she did to the J6ers. I mean, that's 100% orchestrated through our corrupt DOJ and Nancy Pelosi and the corrupt FBI, corrupt Capitol Police, 100% corruption everywhere. By the way, I'm still not sure why the public hasn't seen all those January 6 tapes. I mean, I guess they gave them to Tucker, which is nice, but that's not the public. I support, yeah, I like Tucker. I mean, but why aren't these given to the public? Just make it available. Why not? What is there to hide? Anyways, the thing is, though, is that these guys, the corruption down there is mind-blowing, but it's a little bit better now. A little bit better. The truth is coming out on COVID, whether these guys like it or not. They're fighting it tooth and nail. And, They now have found the courage at the Department of Energy to admit that this came from a lab. Now, this is really funny, folks. This is funny. I want to share this with you. I got to pull this from my stack of stuff, right? My stack of stuff. Okay, so the Epoch Times has a wonderful story today about this. Talking about this whole thing. And in this story, you've got this buffoon, this piece of human excrement he's a national security advisor, right? I mean, whatever that means. His name is Jake Sullivan. Jake Sullivan, national security advisor for the White House. He says there's no definitive answer as to whether or the origin of COVID pandemic can be traced to a lab leak in China. Well, Maybe that's because it could probably also be traced to lab leak in Ukraine, but that's another story. Okay, I'm only half joking, folks. I wasn't trying to be fully funny, just a little funny. But anyways, the FBI of all people, I mean, because God knows they're honest. FBI and the DOE have both said they likely escaped from the Wuhan lab. But this guy says, here's the quote, right? This is the quote I want to talk about. Quote, here's what I can tell you. This is Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor. He's an advisor. He's very, very smart something. Okay. He says, quote, here's what I can tell you. President Biden has directed repeatedly every element of our intelligence community to put effort and resources into getting to the bottom of this question. Okay. So we have hard evidence that the intelligence community was involved with creating this. Do you really think they're going to get to the bottom of anything? Biden asked the chickens or the fox, who was guarding the hen house, if he was the reason that any of the hens went away. No, clearly, Mr. Biden, this was not a lab leak that we created. Folks, this is stupid. This is stupid. The intelligence community was aware of the creation of SARS-CoV-2 and helped make sure it got the funding to do it. The intelligence community funded EcoHealth Alliance in creating this. What the hell is Jake Sullivan talking about? He's an idiot. Jake Sullivan, you're a moron. Go to TomRentz.com. I got all sorts of stuff up there. Between there and Rentz-Law.com, I got enough stuff up there. You can see. You can look for it yourself. Sign up for my Substack. Read my past Substacks. We've been through this whole thing. We know who created it. I need your support. I need you to go to bh-pm.com, buy some gold, tell them Ren sent you. Go to MyPillow, buy some pillows, tell them Ren sent you. Go to Naputi's vitamin shop and buy some vitamins, tell them Ren sent you. I need your support. Okay, we got to get people involved. We got to have you guys buying this stuff. Go to TomRentz.com, sign up for our Substack, support our Substack, sign up for these other things. Give us some help so that we can keep fighting for you. We need your help. Jake Sullivan, the intelligence community says we don't know. You're an idiot.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. Well, we know you because we are you. AmericaOutLoud.com. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio, the liberty and justice for all.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
All right, folks, I got to tell you, I'm just fussy today. There's so much going on. We got to fight this. This is not okay. Now, meanwhile, we're talking about the fact that the Department of Energy has figured out that this was created in the lab. Shocker, huh? Who would have thunk that? Well, there were a couple things related to this that are coming out, right? So the Department of Energy, the whole COVID lie, the whole pandemic fraud thing is coming out. Now, mind you, they're planning more pandemics, right? They've got more of those down the pipeline. I'm going to tell you that I've got evidence of, they're looking at, I've got two dates that I've heard that are credible, 2023, 2025. And I've got reasons to say that they're credible. We'll get it for another show, right? But, and that's a risky thing to say, right? I gave you two dates that, I mean, that's hard dates, right? Now, we're hoping that we can stop them. We don't know. I mean, we know who's doing this. We know how they're doing it. We have enough that I can say that I have evidence that these are the dates they're looking at. More on that soon. In the meantime, though, we had a lot of other things related to this COVID fraud that came out this weekend. The single most fun that we've been able to have, we had a really fun event, right? So Woody Harrelson did the unthinkable. He actually was funny on Saturday Night Live. I know that's Saturday Night Live is such a shame to me. Comedy in general. When I was a kid, comedy was hilarious. I mean, we had the true greats back then. You had your John Candies, your Belushis. You had Bill Murray. You had, you name it. I mean, Chevy Chase. These guys were really, really funny. They didn't have to swear to make you laugh either. It wasn't shock value funny. They actually just could make jokes that were funny. Rodney Dangerfield, that guy was funny. He gets no respect, right? At the risk of really upsetting you snowflakes, Bill Cosby was hilarious. The guy was funny. You know, I don't know, you know, about his personal life, but he was funny. But we used to be able to make jokes and laugh. You know, now comedy just sucks. I mean, you can't laugh about anything. It's either a shock value statement or it's just not funny. You know, I mean, it just, I don't know. But anyways, so Woody Harrelson comes on Saturday Night Live, which used to be hilarious and is now rarely funny because you're not allowed to say anything. How do you make a joke when you're woke? Everything offends you when you're woke, right? I mean, everything. And since Saturday Night Live is woke now, they can't make jokes about anything. Right? But that's, I mean, if you're, they call you the butt of a joke, right? I mean, because, you know, it's hit someone. That's what makes a joke funny. No one, you know, it's offensive. Now you trigger a snowflake if you're the butt of a joke. I think the snowflakes are butts, period, whether there's a joke involved or not. But that's another story. So Woody Harrelson actually did, you know, he was funny, and he actually, he told the truth about Big Pharma. What? Yeah. So here's the quote from Woody Harrelson. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. And of course, he was quite clearly referring to Big Pharma. I mean, and that's exactly what happened. It was, you know, but Woody Harrelson said this on Saturday Night Live. Oh my God, folks, can you believe that? I don't know. Someone got fired. I guarantee you today, someone is now without a job because, you know, there was truth on Saturday Night Live. And I would hate to guess how many woke leftist snowflakes. I mean, so here's the thing. Think about this. These little woke weenie girl sissies, or boys that think they're girls sissies, are... I mean, these are people, they can't take a joke. Anything you say that's offensive, they just shut down. They need safe spaces, for God's sakes. Safe spaces. Now, I want you to imagine being that kind of an oversensitive little wuss and finding out that you were tricked into taking something that's going to sterilize and or kill you possibly. And make no mistake, that's what's happening. If you took these jabs, they will shorten your life. Almost certainly. Your life will be shorter. And I take no joy in saying that. I pray that we find a way to fix it. I pray to God every day that we do. But to the point here, imagine being such a weak little wuss that if someone calls you a name, you need to go to a safe space and cry. Now imagine being that same kind of a weak little wuss and finding out that you were tricked into taking something that's going to has a very reasonable likelihood of ensuring that you can't have children and are probably going to die an awful lot younger than you would have otherwise. Think about that. Now they actually have something to cry about. And I take no joy from that, folks. None. I actually am very sad saying that. I wish to God it wasn't the case. But the reason I say it, though, is because we got to consider this. What does that look like? As these snowflake wuss weenies start realizing what happened, there's no safe space. There's no safe space. This is done, right? You took the injection. It's done. There's no cure. There's no treatment. Now, I pray we find one. But at this point, if you took this injection, it increases dramatically the likelihood of a miscarriage, and it's like a ticking time bomb. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I've been saying since the beginning of 2021 when these jabs started. 3 to 5 years is when we're going to really see the deaths start skyrocketing. Guess what this year is? We're going to be coming into our third year. We're up 40% by most estimates in terms of excess deaths since this started. 40%. How many are going to die this year? It's probably going to be higher. I'm telling you, folks, it's probably going to be higher. And we got to prepare ourselves because it's only going to get worse. There's no safe spot for this. There's no anything. You're just, all we can do is pray for each other and be there for each other and work very hard to find this. But in the meantime, we have to move towards justice. We have to start positioning ourselves for justice. There is no amnesty for you COVID scumbags that did this to people. There'll be no amnesty. There'll be accountability. There'll be justice. And you can beg for mercy from whatever sort of justice system we have. More importantly, I would suggest you beg for mercy from God because you're going to be held accountable. I think that leads me to one of the most important points I wanted to make today. Now, but before I get there, because I want to talk about, this is we got to turn to God here. And I'm going to get to that in a second. But before I do, I mentioned these COVID crooks, these scumbag trash that have pushed us and that are lying. So it's interesting. I don't know who this buffoon is, right? But for some reason, this idiot keeps coming up on my Twitter feed. Ed Krasenstein, something, I don't know. I mean, this guy is an idiot. He's out there trying to, he's consistently just saying things that he thinks are clever to try and get the Trumpers or get the, the people on. He says in this quote, he says, and I'm not joking, folks, this guy's got like an awful lot of followers. I don't know how many, but this guy's a moron. I don't even know what to say about it, but here's his tweet. If you are attacking Dr. Anthony Fauci after the Department of Energy said they have the low confidence belief that COVID originated in a Wuhan lab and then was released via lab leak, then you just don't know the facts. Dr. Fauci specifically said, I have completely open mind regarding the origins of COVID. The opinion of many scientists changed over the last 2 years, and most agencies still believe the virus spread naturally. Ed Krasenstein or whatever he is a moron, folks. He's a moron. I don't know what to say to you other than he's a moron. Either that or I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to read what I said. I actually responded because I was so offended at this guy's existence that I felt like I needed to share with him how stupid he is. I don't know if he saw it. I don't care if he saw it. But my response was, wow, this guy embodies the problem. Honestly, I hope this guy is getting rich selling out because the alternative is that he's so stupid, he might give Fetterman a run for his money. Hey, Ed, go get another booster. That was my response. I'm an amateur at this tweet thing, folks, so you have to forgive me. But that's how I feel about it. I hope this guy is making a lot of money shilling for these guys, because he's going to have to live with the death on his hands. The massive, massive death. I mean, at this point, if you believe a word coming out of Anthony Fauci's mouth, you are so far beyond stupid that I how many lies do you want me to show you? How many pieces of paper do you want me to give you documenting Anthony Fauci's lies? This guy is one of the most evil, rotten, sellout crooks on the planet. And this moron influencer on Twitter is out here talking about Fauci being whatever he is. I hope he's making money, folks. I do, because if he's that stupid, he should be in the same room Fetterman's in, locked up in a white room somewhere. Anyways, oh, did I say that? Oh my God. I'm supposed to feel sorry for Fetterman, except for I don't, because I'm sorry that he's sick. I do feel sorry that he's sick. I don't wish anybody to be sick, but this guy should have been in the room before he got elected. The fact that the Democrats propped him up and used him as to steal an election was just mind-blowing. And now he's in a hospital because he's in the exact same state he was before he was elected. What, we're not supposed to notice? Ridiculous, folks. But anyways, this buffoon of an Ed Grassenstein is part of the problem. And you've got people like this. And like I said, they're going to have to account for what they do and what they've done. But we see the solution, right? So I've had a lot of people asking me, why do I got to keep talking about people waking up, this, that, and another? Well, I've got to wake people up, because until enough people are sufficiently awake to stand against this, we're going to continue having problems, right? I mean, we, the people, are the only thing the tyrants fear. So we have to wake each other up. But we are waking up. And the core problem, I think, in our country is, and, you know, for those of you that don't know, I mean, I'm an unapologetically Christian guy, right? You don't have to believe in Christ, but I do. And I don't feel like I need to. But we've lost our values in this country. We've lost our values. And that's kind of, I think, the most important theme of this show. When I talk about the corruption that's resulted in Katie Hobbs, who should have been arrested, sitting in the governor's seat. When I talk about the corruption in the courts. When I talk about the lies from our government to suggest they don't know where this came from when they funded where it came from. They know exactly where it came from. When I talk about the lies of Anthony Fauci, when I talk about the corruption, the ineptitude, people like this buffoon Ed Grassenstein, who's either a liar or an idiot. The thing that you've got to understand, folks, is that this can only occur when we've lost our way. We were founded on Judeo-Christian values. Our nation was a Judeo-Christian nation. Now, you know, everybody wants to tell you about this. Oh, no, we weren't. That's a lie. Our founding fathers were acutely aware of a creator God. It permeates our documents. It permeates their writings. It's everywhere. They also knew that we had to be a moral society if we wanted to function. Morality comes from God, folks. I'm sorry. If you don't believe in a God, then you don't believe in morality, because everything is relative if you don't believe in a God. So, conversely, as I've said in the past, if you believe in moral relativism, then you must believe that it's always relative. And if that's the case, then you're okay with slavery. You're okay with what Hitler did. You're okay with child rape. You're okay with the worst of the worst things, because if moral relativism is true, it has to always be true. I think all of that is evil. It can only be evil if there's a God who's created a universal sets of rights and wrongs. We have forgotten that, folks. We have to turn to God. We have to turn to Christ. I love this revival that started in Kentucky and seems to be spreading. Now, I'm Catholic, and the Pope sucks, so don't get on me about that. I don't need to hear it. I know he sucks. He's terrible, and the church is corrupt, and I'm very mad at the church. They're protecting pedophiles instead of helping innocent people that need help. But that aside, as a Catholic, the revival movement and some of the evangelical and Protestant stuff that's out there is somewhat foreign to me. but less foreign now than it used to be, because I've been surrounded by so many incredible, incredible Christian people of all sorts of denominations over the last couple of years, you know, running around with, you know, Baptist, evangelical, Protestant, all sorts of, you know, friends of Reawaken Tour and elsewhere. I don't need to understand all the nuance. I just know people turn to Jesus is a good thing to me. There can't be enough of it. Don't care how you get there. Don't care why you get there. And frankly, I don't think Jesus cared. He just wanted you to come to him as you were. He was okay with the thief that died next to him on the cross. He said, you're going to see heaven with me today. The thief who didn't do anything other than say, I believe in you. He didn't spend his time at the church. He may have lived a terrible life. Who knows what he did? What we do know is that all he did was ask Jesus to forgive him and told him he believed, and he got to go to heaven. It's about as good as it gets. I don't know, folks. We got to get more people understanding that the beauty of that. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and I hope more people are turned to it. I hope that spreads. I hope there's... We can't have enough of it. Just can't have enough. If you're sick, can't have enough Cofix or products like the Genesis HOCL on hand, right? So I talk about both products, and I want to talk about them together. So if you're sick, you take Cofix, and it cleans out your sinuses. It kills the germs, right? So you get over it quicker. You get healthier quicker. It's a great, great product. The Genesis HOCL, you turn this thing on and it kills the germs in the air. So not only are you getting better with your Cofix, you're using the HOCL product to make sure that you're not spreading it to your family. To me, this is a twofer. You need to get these products and you use them together if you're getting sick. If you use the Out Loud code at checkout, the banner ads for both these are right here on the Out Loud Network. And if you use the Out Loud code at checkout, you get a huge discount and you support our network. Get these products. They're great products, folks, and I will see you tomorrow.